All right, today's birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who, this one's kind of dark, but she got divorced, mm-hmm. and then her ex and his new wife never really removed her name from their credit for a long time and credit cards, and so she was constantly being bugged about these debts
right.
that they were continuing to run up that she was not responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died, and so they've just been hanging out there. Now we're going to call and resurrect all that.
Okay, and this is her new husband's idea.
Yeah.
But we didn't think of this, okay?
This is Diane.
Hello, Diane. This is Steve with Collection Systems. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
We're going back through some of your credit history here, and we came across some outstanding credit balances that we need to discuss. Approximately $15,000.
Oh, wait, those aren't mine. My husband and I divorced. And he kept the cards and remarried, and those are his wife's. She was supposed to pay that when he died.
I don't have anything on that in the file here.
And when he remarried, he let her use the cards, and they continued to add up the balances.
Well, these are in your name, though, it says.
Oh, they are not in my name.
Did you have a name change?
Yes.
Changing your name, though, doesn't excuse you from the debt.
No, the debt was excused when he sent out certified letters.
Can I speak to him?
He deceased. That was all taken care of in his estate.
Well, this is all very convenient.
By his wife.
I'd like to get a commitment from you that you'll begin making payments.
No, I will not, because it's not my bill.
I don't expect to collect the whole $15,000.
No, I will not pay 1 cent.
If we could pay $1,000 a month.
Because it was paid off when I divorced him.
Well, I don't know. I have to verify this story. You could have cooked this whole thing up.
Well, I didn't.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you'll just have to check.
People lie to me every day.
And I would appreciate, do I need to send something for you not to call here at work?
Well, I'll call you wherever I have to call you to collect this.
Okay, what agency are you with?
Collection Systems.
And your address?
Well, I'll give you that in a moment, but first of all, you need to commit to me that we will take care of this.
No, I will not commit to you to do that.
Well, I don't know.
You're taken care
of. Your name has changed.
Over 10 years ago.
Divorce. The guy died. I mean, I feel this whole thing is fishy.
Excuse me. This was taken care of more than 10 years ago. Do not call me here at work. I need your address.
Probably henpecked him to death.
May I have your address, please?
You thought you could get out of this when he died.
I said, may I have your address? I was not his wife when he died.
Why don't you and I meet for dinner and discuss this?
I'm sorry, I don't have time to do that. I need your address.
I'll pay. I'll put it on my card. That way there won't be any trouble.
Okay, what is your address?
Lunch.
Where are you located?
We're located here at the Dean and Rod Show.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill my husband.
Not another one.
I am going to kill him.
You know, I have to say that this is...
Tell him he better not come home tonight.
This is probably the harshest one we've ever done.
That was so...
I know.
I mean, bring up the dead and
I hadn't thought of that.
That's just unacceptable and...
My husband will wreath the wrath from this.